the Albert Mohler Program, your place for intelligent Christian conversation about the issues that matter. Dr. Mohler is president of the Southern Baptist Theological Seminary and one of the nation's leading theologians and cultural commentators. To get online with Dr. Mohler, call toll-free nationwide, 1-877-893-TALK. That's 1-877-893-8255. Now, here's your host, Dr. Albert Mohler.
Hello, America. Welcome to the Albert Mohler Program. Today we're going to be talking about how Christians should respond to the diagnosis of cancer. And as we're invested in the task of Christian thinking, we need to realize that some of the most urgent thinking that we're called to really engage in comes in a moment of crisis. You know, you really find out what you believe at the bedside of a loved one when that loved one is desperately sick, facing surgery, perhaps even facing death, when one is called to an emergency room, or for that matter, when one is standing at the graveside. That's what you find out what you really believe. And that's where we had better be ready to give an answer for the hope that is in us. And you know, when that diagnosis of cancer comes, the big question is now, how are we going to respond to this? We have a tremendous guest in the studio today to help us think this through. Don Whitney is professor of Christian spirituality at the Southern Baptist Theological Seminary, author of some of the best-selling and most respected books on Christian discipleship in our times. He is the author of the book, The Disciplines of the Christian Life. Just before the end of this past year, he received a very, very urgent diagnosis of cancer. He's undergone two rounds of surgery and treatments. And he's going to come in today to talk to us about what he has learned about Christ, about grace, about God's mercy, about himself, and about the gospel during these times. And we're also going to be talking about a fascinating article that has been published by Dr. John Piper, one of our favorite friends. Dr. Piper, pastor of the Bethlehem Baptist Church in Minneapolis, Minnesota, also has undergone cancer surgery just in the last few days. In fact, his surgery was on Valentine's Day. We're glad to report the doctors believe it went very well. But he wrote an article before his surgery entitled, Don't Waste Your Cancer. If you talk about a counter-revolutionary, just absolutely counterintuitive kind of title, that's it. Don't Waste Your Cancer. You will not want to miss this discussion, and we're going to look at Dr. Piper's article along with Dr. Don Whitney. First, a review of some issues in the news. The Presbyterian Church USA is the mainline Protestant, the more liberal Presbyterian group, and it is headquartered in Louisville, Kentucky, right where I am headquartered as well. And the statistician of the Presbyterian Church USA recently increased the report and projection of anticipated losses from 65,000 members to 85,000 members without apparent comment. In other words, no explanation given, but the projected membership losses for that denomination this coming year are going to be 85,000 rather than 65,000. And by the way, that follows about 65,000 lost in 2005 and over 2 million members lost since 1967. That's about half the denomination, as a matter of fact. Now, what are we supposed to learn from all of this? The Presbyterian Layman, which is the conservative Presbyterian journal in the PCUSA, says this: both the projected losses in members in 2005 and 2006 would be higher than any prior year's downturn since the reunion of the northern and southern streams of the mainline denomination in 1983. The projected 2006 loss would represent a single year decline of 3.7%, the highest percentage loss in the denomination's 216-year history. If the projections become reality, or worse, they will have a devastating impact on the denomination, they go on to say. Now, here's what's interesting. Mainline Protestantism has been in numerical decline now for more than a generation. You basically go back to the early 1960s to where they had their high water mark in membership, and since that time, they've been going downward. You can go back that far and see that there have been trajectories towards membership losses during all those years. And why? Well, it's because of theological liberalism. And you could say, well, yes, that's you, a conservative, saying that. Well, let's just look at it. The conservative churches in the main are growing, and the liberal churches are not. It doesn't take rocket science to figure out why. But scientists have looked at it. Researchers, in particular, Dean Hoge, Bitten Johnson, and Donald Lydens, looked at this in the book commissioned for the PCUSA. The book was entitled Vanishing Boundaries, The Religion of Mainline Protestant Baby Boomers. This is what they found out. They found out that if Christians are taught that Jesus is not the only way of salvation, that their urgency for evangelism goes down. Amazingly enough, if people believe that persons will go to hell unless they repent and trust in Jesus Christ, they are more evangelistically motivated. If they believe that their neighbors can go the way of Jesus or the way of Krishna or the way of Muhammad or the way of whomever. They're not very evangelistic. Does that take rocket science to figure out? Well, these researchers looked at it. They identified this problem as what they called lay liberalism. They said that liberalism in the pew, filtered down from the pastor, eventually before that from the seminary, eventually leads to these losses. They also pointed out, and by the way, the title of their study, Vanishing Boundaries, points to this. People want to belong to something that means something. And if it doesn't mean anything, why belong? If the church is giving the same message, trumpeting the same principles, articulating just the same things that are found out in the world, then why go? And why pay? And why join? And why participate? Now, these researchers came to the end of their study, and they said, look, there are ways this trend could be reversed. Let me read you what they said. They said the trend could be reversed, but it would take this. Stop sending children to a non-religious liberal college. Stop the historical criticism of the Bible. Stop encouraging cross-cultural learning. Discourage interfaith marriage. Raise barriers between the denominational faith community and people in society.